1027 Breakfast.
Let's welcome Reverend Shona on this rather chilly Thursday morning. How are you doing, Shona?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Very good. What's going on?
I want to talk about how different we all are today and how we need to be aware of that and treat each other differently.
Okay.
For example, this morning I was admiring this beautiful moon. I don't know if you saw
it.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Yes. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Luckily, concentrating on the road as well, because there were people just racing through solid red lights, which was a very interesting drive-in.
Wow.
But if this year we had a family wedding, and what we noticed with our pups is that Benson, who's a toy pom, greeted people, and then he retreated. We had up to 12 people in the house at a time, and he'd retreat to the bed, and he'd lie on the bed between the pillows watching the news. Riley, the retriever, wanted to be the center of attention. So in old-fashioned terms, Riley's the extrovert, Benson's the introvert.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when it comes to people, while we know how to treat our pets differently, we don't always think we have to treat people differently. And we try to put them in a box. And we're all unique. We're all beautifully made. We all have different needs. When I was a teacher, I had a child in my class. I taught grade 11 and 12 maths. This young man was literally a genius. Quite scary how clever he was. Mm. He'd come in, sit at the back of the class and stare out the window, and he freaked some teachers out. But he's also a friend of my son's. And I said to him, what should I do about him? He doesn't participate. He doesn't listen. And he said to me, just leave him. That was the best advice. Got 100% for every test.
100%?
Yeah. And you just had to leave him. Leave him alone. So in teaching, I learned children respond differently to different things, especially as they get older. They have different needs. In my own family, I had two children. I don't know if you've got your son.
Yep.
But I've got two. And the one I used to take the books away and say, get outside and play. And the other I used to turn the computer off and say, please study.
Yeah.
So we have to treat each other differently. And it reminded me of Gary Chapman's book on the love languages. So he talks about the five love languages. Some people need physical touch. Others need gifts. Some need words of affirmation. Some acts of service. And some quality time. And I was thinking, can you imagine if at work we knew what people's needs were? And we knew who we had to affirm, who we had to leave a little chocolate on the table for. It would make a very different work environment. So leaving out physical touch, obviously. Affirmation. Just saying to someone, thanks. That was a great job.
Yep.
If you need a reward, just... And it doesn't need to be a big reward. That's what I always say to people when they come to me for marriage counseling. If someone's love language is a reward, pick a flower in the garden. But just give them something so that they actually... know that you're seeing them, appreciating them, and meeting their needs. Perhaps you could make someone a cup of tea. So what I'm trying to highlight today is that just as the dogs are completely different, so we as humans are different, have different needs. And the person like the dog like Riley gets energy from people. Mm-hmm. Benson gets energy from quiet. So some people get energy from people. Some people get energy from quiet. If you're married to someone who needs quiet, give them that space. They talk about the man cave, letting men go into their cave for a bit. We need to understand each other, not take it personally, because generally it's got nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Just give people what they need. So let's just be aware today of the people around us, try and discern what they need, and help everyone around us to thrive. Being aware of our own needs as well, but making sure that other people are comfortable and that they have a place where they can thrive.
Nice words.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Shona. There you go. That's a bit of food for thought this morning. If someone is different to you, doesn't necessarily mean that they're strange. They're just different. Embrace them and give them what they need. We'll speak to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.